Today, shocking new numbers suggest consumers don't actually care about being tracked at all. Meta reports its slowest revenue growth in a decade. Twitter overcounted its daily users for 3 straight years, but its recent earnings report may explain why it became a target for acquisition. And are the days of Instagram posts behind us? It's Thursday, April 28th. I'm Steph Gunn, filling in for Todd Maffin. Here is what you missed today in digital marketing. How do consumers feel about apps tracking their data? Evidence suggests that the opt-out rates on Apple mobile devices are not nearly as disastrous as marketers first predicted. Apple's app tracking transparency has been in effect for a year now, and its adoption is widespread. A new study has found that 8 out of 10 apps have implemented the ATT prompt and have shown it to consumers. And fears that nearly all users would choose to opt out of the tracking appear to have been overblown. Half of the users who had been shown the prompt tapped on the allow option. According to the report from Apps Flyer, the consent level was highest when users launched the app for the first time, with 40% of people allowing tracking. Researchers found a 30% drop in consent occurs in the first 2 hours following download of an app. The study also notes that showing a post-ATT in-app notification to non-consenting users can also be beneficial, since they may not know they have the option to change their tracking settings. In its first earnings update of the year, Meta yesterday reported its slowest revenue growth since going public. The industry questioned whether it had plateaued and was now on the decline after its last report indicated a decline in usage. The report indicates that Facebook user growth may be back on track, but it's not in the clear yet. In its first quarter, its user base and revenue increased, but it's losing momentum. First off, the number of daily active users continued to level off, reaching 1.9 billion, an increase of only 4% year over year. The company reported 2.9 billion monthly active users on Facebook, up just 3%. For Meta's Family of Apps chart, which includes users across Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp, the trends were similar, as family monthly active people and daily active people both increased by 6% compared with the first quarter in 2021. In terms of revenue, Meta brought in $27 billion for the quarter, up 7% year over year. While Meta does note that ad impressions delivered across its apps increased by 15% year over year, a decline in revenue in its biggest two ad markets, North America and Europe, is a concern. Finally, according to the report, the metaverse is off to a rough start. The tech giant's Reality Labs division posted an almost $3 billion loss in its first quarter of 2022. In an earnings call, Zuckerberg said, "I recognize it's expensive to build." Here are 1.9 million reasons why Twitter may have accepted Elon Musk's $44 billion deal. According to its earnings release, the company admitted to overcounting the number of users on its service for at least 3 years due to a technical error in linked accounts. Twitter noted that it launched a feature in March 2019, allowing users with more than one account to link them together, enabling them to switch more easily between their different accounts. The multiple accounts belonged to a single person, yet each was counted separately as a monetizable daily active user. Consequently, the platform said it reran the numbers for the daily active users metric, which it had overcounted in previous quarters, and adjusted the totals. The results found Twitter overstated its users by anywhere from 1.4 million to 1.9 million, depending on the quarter. In spite of Twitter's miscalculation, its earnings report numbers provide some insight into why it might have been acquired. For the quarter, it posted revenues of $1.2 billion, up 16% year over year. A significant portion of its revenue comes from advertising, which increased 23% year over year to $1.1 billion. This will be interesting considering yesterday we reported that many advertising industry analysts anticipate a volatile future for the platform. Over the same period, subscription and other revenue fell by almost a third, totaling $94 million. No details were provided on the Twitter Blue subscription service, but most industry watchers believe it too is off to a slow start.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Has video completely killed photo sharing? If you haven't already started to pivot your brand's content to video, you might want to start. Meta announced during its earnings call that watching Reels now makes up more than 20% of the time that people spend on Instagram. The company also reported that video of all kinds makes up half the time users spend on Facebook. Meta did not specify how much of that time is made up by Reels, but it claimed that Reels is also performing well on Facebook. Zuckerberg said during the call that although Reels don't monetize as well as Stories currently do, the company is optimistic about its future. He also mentioned that the company is working on enhancing its AI recommendation algorithm as the company tries to keep up with TikTok. Another platform feeling the heat from social media's current golden child is Pinterest, which addressed the threat of TikTok in its first quarter earnings report. The future is not looking so bright for the image sharing platform. While Pinterest added 2 million monthly active users in Q1, it's down 9% year over year. Quoting the company, "Time spent on competitive, video-centric consumer platforms remains a headwind, particularly in our more mature markets. These declines were most pronounced for our desktop web and mobile web users, with mobile app users showing more resilience," unquote. The company did bring in $575 million in revenue versus the $573 million expected. However, while Pinterest posted better year-over-year results, its quarterly results decreased. From financials to the feeds, with the news that Google Ads has released a small upgrade to its API version 10.1. The update provides support for Discover campaigns, campaign groups, local service campaigns, and more. By using the Google Ads Service.Search and Google Ads Service.Search stream, you can create and update campaigns and retrieve their attributes and performance metrics. And the campaign group service lets you create, update, and retrieve campaigns, as well as their performance metrics. Local services campaigns previously in beta are now in general availability. And finally, Google has added the following types of assets, including dynamic real estate, dynamic custom, dynamic hotels and rentals, dynamic local assets, and more. And finally, maybe this whole Twitter thing was just a dream. An opinion piece in Reuters today speculates that Elon Musk won't even buy Twitter. The piece points to a few compelling reasons why the Doge father could get cold feet. And no, none of the reasons include Twitter's miscalculation about its daily users. The first reason is Tesla, as stock has fallen about a fifth since Musk revealed his stake in Twitter. The second is China. The article suggests that China, where Tesla produces half of its vehicles, could hold Tesla hostage if Musk-owned Twitter doesn't play ball. And the final reason is Twitter's stock, as it's currently trading 11% below his offer price. According to the terms of the acquisition, if he does back out, Musk would be required to pay a fee of $1 billion. So I had kind of a strange experience this morning while I was out walking my dog. Someone ran up to me. They like chased me down to ask me if I wanted to breed her. I'm like, first of all, she's fixed. Second of all, she's almost 9. That's like 63 in dog years. And third of all, adopt, don't shop. You know, I understand that dogs are quite the hot commodity because of the pandemic, but I feel like that is still a super weird thing to ask a stranger walking down the street. I'm going to make sure that I take a different route tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.